When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ringside Chaos, the greatest pro wrestling podcast in the world today. My name, of course, is Alex Alcazaz, a.k.a. the Bear of Texas, and let's proudly welcome back Brooklyn's finest, ladies and gentlemen, Mark freaking Braverman. Brav, I know that this is an episode that you've been looking forward to for a long time, so I got a question for you, Mark. Are you ready?
I'm ready to go.
No, Mark. I said, are you ready?
DX, baby. DX forever.
Well, for the two of us in attendance, for the millions that will be watching around the world, most importantly, for the memory of your late great brother, Jeffrey Braverman.
Especially this month.
Let's get ready to record. And here we go, because we're already live. And if you're not down with that, what words you got for the mark?
I got two words for you. Everybody scream it.
Sonica.
There you go.
All right. Because DX is actually kind of a big part of this. But this episode is basically, what if we have never had the Monday Night War?
Oh, yeah. And I thought about this for a long time. And this is why it took us so long, because you and I had to write down our notes and make sure that we got everything right.
There's just so much, but you know, that's what makes it exciting. It's the challenge.
It is the challenge. But before we get into the Monday Night Wars, and we'll explain what that is in a second, what was before the war is a little bit more important than that. Before the Monday Night War, WCW and WWE then have kind of left each other alone. TBS always gave WCW Saturday night 6:05 to 8:05 on Saturday night, and WWF always had Saturday morning wrestling, Sunday morning wrestling, Superstars Challenge, and then we had Tuesday night, which was a whole bunch of shows. We had, first was Tuesday Titans, then it became something else, and then it was a whole mission, guys. And then Bobby Heenan and the Gorilla with Roddy Piper had that show for a while. And then came 1993. The induction of Monday Night Raw. USA Network, 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. A year and a half later, WCW invents Monday Night Nitro, because Ted Turner said to Eric Bischoff, how do I challenge WWF? Bingo. What do we have since 1995? Go ahead, Alex, say it. The Monday Night War.
The Monday Night War. And you mentioned, because, you know, and I got to tell everybody, Mark went through the timeline prior to this because Mark was watching at the time. And what also happened in 1993 in the WWF, Mark? Who left?
There was a lot of change in 1993. And by the way, the show that Gorilla and Brain did together was called Primetime Wrestling, which was always a lot of fun. That was on Tuesday nights on USA, also 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, if I remember correctly. But McMahon wanted to branch out a little bit. And they wanted to get some of the new wrestlers going. Hogan was gone, and Hogan went bye-bye to WCW already. Savage followed a few months later. So the idea was to get brand new stars out to the people for wrestling. And it was a much different show. So that was Raw in a nutshell. A lot of things were settled originally. Shawn Michaels and his former partner Marty Jannetty So Monday Night Raw started just as an alternative to Saturday morning and Sunday morning. That's how it started.
Because it's interesting because as a kid, I never would have woken up on Saturday morning to watch wrestling. I would wake up to watch cartoons or, you know, to watch X-Men or, you know, or Batman and all that. So it's just funny how they had wrestling on Saturday mornings.
Well, they had it on Saturday was, if I remember correctly, here in New York, I think it was about 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock in the 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock on Saturday. I think Sunday was around the same time frame, and then you had American Gladiators. And if you were not at all that, you, of course, had Saved by the Bell and, you know, all that stuff. So that's where Saturday morning came into play.
Good times, huh?
Huh?
Good times, huh?
Best times ever. So you'd wake up, you'd watch your cartoons. You'd watch your Bugs Bunny, you'd watch your Woody Woodpeckers, your Thundercats, your He-Mans. God, I'm old. And then you go into watching Hulk, and then you go into watching whatever the hell WWF was doing, and then you had American Gladiators, perfect Saturday morning. And then you went out to find your friends.
Exactly. And you know, and this whole timeline, I mean, we'll never forget back, you know, when Vince took over his dad's company and put everybody else out of business. I mean, Vince at that point already felt untouchable as a promoter. But, you know, I think, you know, things in WCW really, really started to intensify when Eric Bischoff was placed in charge.
Well, the reason why the war, well, yeah, Bischoff was a visionary, and then he had the idea of putting, of going head to head, and that's why we had the Monday Night War. But what if this never happened?
I know. There's a lot of answers. I think for one, the reputation of wrestling, as far as backstage politics go, probably would not be as bad. Well, if there were no Monday Night Wars, that means there would be no New World Order, which would definitely affect me because I am NWO for life. Well, I would think, well, okay, if there had been a Monday Night War, I would assume that maybe Hulk Hogan would not have left the WWF. Although, keep in mind, before he went to WCW, he did work in Japan for a little bit.
Well, here's the thing. Hogan left before the war.
Yeah.
Hogan left in 93. There was no war in 93.
And the war started before, actually right after he got there, because keep in mind, he arrived in WCW in 94. If I remember correctly, his first match there was Bash at the Beach, and he beat Ric Flair for the title.
Yes. But that had nothing to do with... But,
first time he wins the title, right?
Right, of course. Politics. But it had nothing to do with the war. Hogan jumped because Hogan left WWF because he was getting old and Vince didn't want him more. And Vince doesn't like these guys and walkers to get to the ring, i.e. AEW. So what does he do? You're out. Bret Hart's in. Shawn Michaels is in. And some of the other guys are in. So Hulk Hogan goes bye-bye.
Yep.
But that was before the war. The question is, does the NWO work if there was no war? I don't think it would.
No, because the NWO was a vital part of the war. I mean,
absolutely.
Don't forget, Sting, who was actually about to wrestle his retirement match. You know, it bothers me when people think of WCW at the time, they only think of the NWO. No, there was Sting. You know, there was the cruiserweights from Mexico and from Japan. There was a lot of it. It's just the NWO.
There was also the Four Horsemen forever, who were in charge long before the New World Idiot showed up.
Of course,
you had Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, who's responsible for some of the greatest matches in the history of WCW. You had Arn Anderson. Also, you had Dusty Rhodes for years working for that company. His son Dustin worked there, had some phenomenal times. Stone Cold, Rick Rude all started in the... all worked for WCW and several others. So WCW had some great wrestlers.
They did. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Their company was more towards wrestling than storylines. WWF was more towards the children and teenage level.
Yeah, the cartoony stuff, yeah.
WCW never had that.
Yeah,
but
WWE was more like realistic. Like as Eric Bischoff said, he would use real names rather than these gimmicky names.
Right, but does the NWO work? I don't think it would have worked on Saturday Night's Main Event.
No, absolutely not. So my question to you, Mark, do you remember on September 4th, 1995, I believe that was the first time Monday Nitro was aired on,
mm-hmm.
on TBS Superstation or something like that?
It was on TNT.
Oh, that's right, on TNT, sorry.
It was on TNT, and Lex Luger came out and interrupted this thing versus Flatmass.
Same thing of the wars, these defections. WWF wrestlers going to WCW and vice versa, but also defections within the WCW. Do you represent WCW or the NWO? Remember, the hostile takeover, a civil war within a promotion. I mean, it was cool.
It was a great storyline, but the NWO went too far, but that's for another time.
And but, I like that it went too far because that's one of the downfalls of WCW was the NWO storyline going way too far and becoming irrelevant.
But that's another conversation altogether.
Yeah.
But does the NWO work? No. Does Hogan turn heel? I think Hogan would still turn heel, but I don't think that he would have the organization that he would have had because without the war, I don't think that Nash and Hall jump.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think they jump.
And DX probably wouldn't have gotten more popular. I mean, I always say, like, you see, as Eric Bischoff, his podcast, it's called 83 Weeks. It means because for 83 weeks, Monday Nitro had better ratings than Raw's War. And there's a lot of things that come out of it because, you know, when the Attitude Era began, and this was after the controversial Montreal Screwjob, which led to the greatest wrestler of the world at the time, Bret the Hitman Hart, jumping ship.
Yep, but that didn't work anyway.
It breaks my heart to the fact that Bret Hart's turn, his run in WCW, it didn't go well.
Well, if you will.
Because he was appointed the referee for the Sting and Hogan match. I mean,
now that, does that match ever happen?
You were sick when you saw that. You told me about it.
I was sick because of what they did to Bret Hart, and I was actually very pleased that Hogan lost because I've always hated the NWO anyway.
Well, those but are botched match.
I was sick because of the botch, but again, Hogan will turn heel because Hogan had to turn heel. Does it get as popular as it does? Probably not.
No.
He doesn't have this huge gang around him. But and speaking of huge gangs, does DX work? Does Shawn, Triple H, and China work as the Generation X on Saturday morning? You're not going to go to Saturday morning TV and start doing this.
Or, you know, or basically like be the anti-establishment. You know, there's actually another incident. Remember the curtain call incident in 1996? It was in your backyard. It was in Madison Square Garden.
And that's right. And that's when Hall and Nash's last night.
Out of curiosity, were you there?
No. No, I was not that good at Ford wrestling back then. I was high school senior with no money.
Oh.
But does that happen? I don't know. Does Hall and Nash jump? I don't know. You tell us in the comments below. What do you think? I think one of them would have gone, but not both of them.
I mean, who knows? And for those of you that don't know what the curtain call is, it's when basically members of the clique, that's too long of a story to go through the whole thing, but it was basically after the main event in that steel cage, Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, Hunter Hearst Helmsley, and Shawn Michaels broke their character in front of a live audience. Now, it was not a televised, it was an untelevised show, but even though they tell fans you're not supposed to bring cameras and camcorders, guess what? Much like DX, fans tell, you know, say, suck it. We're going to do it anyway. So there was a lot of footage out of it. So, you know, and then around there, they jump ship. They become the outsiders. And then there's a third man, and we all know how that went. The moment Hogan turned heel, man.
It worked, but again, do we have DX? Does Shawn go heel? Do we have the finish at the Survivor Series? I don't think we do.
See, That's the point right there. What if we never had a Monday Night War? I think the main reason is, well, if we never had the Monday Night Wars, there would be so many unanswered questions. But also at the same time, as I said at the beginning, pro wrestling's reputation would not be as damaged because of backstage politics.
We're going to get to that soon, but let me – okay, so we agree no DX, no NWO. Because you can't do this on Saturday morning TV. You're not doing this on Saturday night TV. As a matter of fact, the NWO.
Everything. Huh? You remember the DX invasion of Nitro?
Sure. That never happens either.
Yeah, and I'm sorry I keep interrupting. I'm just so excited right now. And again, it's always a blessing to have you on. But I've done an episode on this program about that. Like when, because one show I believe was in Norfolk, Virginia. I believe that was WCW, and I believe the WWF was basically like 3 miles away across the river, like that. So they literally knock on the door, and you see that clip of them closing those doors and not let them in. Could you imagine if DX actually had gotten in while WCW was live?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
Bischoff even said that if he changed his mind, he would have let DX in.
I think he should have.
I agree with you, because then you would have WWF stars on WCW TV. Duh.
Vince would have made a profit.
They both would have made money, but Vince would have bought. Again, the invasion, that would have been an invasion angle we got, but that's a whole other story. But now let me ask you this. Do we have 316?
Oh, boy.
Austin 316 would not have worked on Saturday morning.
Nope.
You can't do, excuse this, wrong finger, obviously, but you can't do the third finger here.
You can do the finger, dude. It's fine. I'll allow it.
I'm trying to be professional here. I understand. I'm trying to be professional here. You can't flash see my finger in the middle over here on Saturday morning TV. You can't have somebody saying 316 isn't going to whip your you-know-what. We can't have that.
You can't chug beer either. You can't chug two beers at once.
Right. So does Austin become the megastar that he becomes?
See, there you go. Another what-if right there. You see, this whole thing, what if we never had a war? Well, then there would be so many what-ifs and so many unanswered questions that, again, wrestling probably wouldn't be as what it is today.
No, it wouldn't be. Hold on one second. No, it wouldn't have. So we agree that Austin would be in trouble.
But that probably would mean also no Rock, no like Attitude Era Rock, like, you know, when he became when he turned heel, became the corporate champion, turned babyface, was the top babyface, while Triple H was the top heel. You know what? If there was no Money on Raw, maybe Triple H doesn't become the heel that he was in the year 2000.
That's true. Well, he turned heel in 99, but same problem.
Yeah.
But maybe we don't have... About Mankind's shenanigans, do we have Mankind dropping?
That would kill me, because as I've said before, the Mankind character reminds me so much of my young self.
Me too. Do we have Mankind doing the pile driver spot through the table on Monday night, on Saturday morning? Absolutely not. Do we have all the do we have the fantastic ladder matches that we've had on Monday night and on Nitro? Absolutely not. Do we have DDP coming out and banging Savage all over the place? I don't think so. So all these wonderful things that happened are not going to be here, because there is no war. So the biz would probably be very, very boring.
No, man. And the WWF probably would not have had those financial struggles that they had in 97, which ultimately led to Bret Hart leaving the company.
Well, yeah, though that contract was ridiculous by Vince anyway. But Now the question is this. Now we know we don't have all these things. Do these guys go out of business? And let's get people real close to what we're talking about here. We're talking about ECW. Now I have about 9 of these. I'm an ECW fan. Not the garbage that we got in 2000, whatever that was, 5 or 6. This is the original, hardcore, right in your face. I'll even show you the DVD. 2 DVDs. Okay? Do we have this company go out of business if no war? Do the Dudleys jump? Does my boy Taz, does Taz jump?
Raven.
Douglas leave. This was the first victim of the Monday Night Wars.
That's true. ECW was just such a, I mean, and I hate to describe it as such, but that's how it is. It was a minority. It had a fan base, but ECW have shows in big arenas. They had the shows in that particular building in Philadelphia, and they've had shows in a place that I'm sure you're familiar with. I think it's called the Hammerstein Ballroom in New York.
Yep, I've been there several times.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, ECW did not have the financial resources. I mean, to say that they did not have the financial resources, well, that's a massive understatement because, yeah.
But without the war, does ECW have their financial problems? The answer is no. I think Paul Heyman would still be in business if there was no Monday Night War. And remember, they left each other alone. It wasn't like, oh, I hate this company, or I hate this company, or I hate this company. That was not existent before Monday night. You never heard of ECW before the Monday night. I mean, you did, but no one gave a damn about them.
Nobody cared, and that's sad.
You're an ECW fan? Okay, cool. You're a WCW fan? Okay, cool. You're a WWF fan? Oh, WWE? Okay, cool. But now we have the triangle because now they're all against each other. Without the war, there's no three-way dance here. There's no three-way war here. So what happens to Taz? What happens to Shane Douglas, Tommy Dreamer, Balls Mahoney, Oxarotta, may they rest in peace. New Jack, one of your favorites, may he rest in peace. What happens to these guys? Where do these guys all go?
Well, New Jack was never going to go to WWE. If you know how New Jack was, there's no way. That dude, we all know about New Jack, about the late New Jack.
He wasn't going to WCW either.
Well, here's another answer for you. What if there were no Monday Night Wars? Guess what, Mark? No Attitude Era.
That's right. No Attitude Era. We still have these cartoon guys.
I wouldn't even be a fan. I probably wouldn't even be a fan of wrestling if there was no Monday Night Raw. I mean Monday Night War.
I don't think a lot of people watching this show or ever watching this show or ever watching wrestling now would have said, well, why am I a fan if all they are is cartoonish?
Right? Wrestling is supposed to be taken serious. I mean, comedy wrestling works to an extent. I will say Crash Holly, a fantastic wrestler, may he rest in peace. He really brought in the great aspect of entertainment with his little comedy skits. He made everybody laugh. He entertained everybody. But at the same time, he was doing hardcore stuff. So at least he was still serious. He was still being in a serious position. But yeah, I mean, wrestling being all cartoony, I mean, the fact that they even tried this Brawl for All in 98. You know what? If they never had the Brawl for All, then honestly, I would say, well, thank God, because the Brawl for All was pathetic.
Well, the Brawl for All was just desperate. We had that on Monday Night Wars, desperation. But let me ask you this. Well, can you imagine guys like the late, great Eddie Guerrero coming out as a cartoonish character, or the more serious Chris Benoit, Haku, Warlord Barbarian. Could you imagine these tough, rugged guys coming out as cartoonish characters? I mean, look what they did to poor Two Cold Scorpio. It became Flash Funk, which was terrible. But thanks to Stone Cold Steve Austin, we don't have any more cartoons.
Thank God for the start of the Attitude Era. Attitude Era is often debated, like when it started. It's often insisted it started when the Mr. McMahon character was born. Some say it started when Austin 316, when that infamous promo started.
Which we do not have if no war.
Right, exactly.
So if we don't have the Monday Night War, we're having a very, very boring conversation right now, you and I.
We are, and like I said, I wouldn't even be a wrestling fan if there was no war. Now, at the time, I am ashamed to admit, I was young. I didn't know what the hell was going on. I was watching Raw is War exclusively, although I did catch glimpses of Nitro every now and then. But
well, back and forth.
Yeah, but I was, you know, I was devoted to the World Wrestling Federation. Because, you know, the night that Mankind won the title, and that's the story that we're about to get to, that's when I became a lifelong fan of wrestling. So now we get to, like, throughout like that. So the 83 weeks, Nitro dominates while the WWF is just somehow surviving by the skin of its teeth.
Well, there was a lot of reasons for that.
And then the Attitude Era starts. The WWF is starting to show signs of fighting back. And it's progressing week by week by week. Now, let's keep in mind, Mark, WCW was live, while Raw's War was basically aired on tape delays. So, because of that, they had the results of Raw's War. And what did Eric Bischoff do one night?
The old infamous, they'll put some butts in the seat. Yeah, that worked.
You see, because during that time, as the WWF started getting higher, WCW was starting to get lower. Because a lot of stars were leaving again, and then fans got fed up with the whole NWO thing. Of course, David Arquette, and of course, you know, the problem was because a lot of wrestlers were on the booking committees, and these big-name wrestlers with their egos, again, it's called, what's it called, Mark?
Politics.
Uh-huh. So when he let the inmates run the freaking asylum, and the egos get in the way, they hold back other talented wrestlers. I mean, Conan, who's a wrestling legend, who keeps it real 100% all the time, great storyteller, he has said that if they had basically let the luchadors and all that do their thing, like, you know, put the great matches, things probably would have turned out better. But again, those big guys with their egos held them back. And I think Goldberg was a desperate way to keep Nitro relevant, and it worked somehow. But still, I mean, one guy could not carry the whole company. But I should say he shouldn't have had to carry the whole company.
Okay, that's another question. Would have Goldberg been as successful on Saturday Night TBS? Absolutely not.
I would say it's a maybe because Goldberg was pushed as like the unbeatable superhero. So
he
maybe, but not in the long term. He probably would have worked at first, but then like, yeah, we need to see something else.
Right.
And it's a big maybe.
You would have had the 100+ streak that he had. You wouldn't have had him crushing Hogan to win the title on Monday Night Raw, which is like the greatest war ever. The Four Horsemen reunion never happens. Well, then again, they never break up anyway if no Monday Night War in my book. All these great things that happened on Nitro, like I said, Paige, Diamond cutting Savage out of nowhere dressed as a luchador. Or a Mysterio Eddie Guerrero feud, we don't have that. You don't have the Lucha Libre six-man tag, which were legendary. There were so many things that would have been missing in pro wrestling if no war.
Remember DDP pulling that particular thing? We think he's going to join the NWO. But what does he do? He made, for the first time, the NWO was scared. He teased the join. The fans were about to be pissed off. He basically waits for it, and he pulls the swerve. He's like, I am not joining the NWO.
And he never did, and I was so happy he did. That was great. He goes, bye, Nash. Boom. Bye, Hall. Boom. Runs out.
Wouldn't have had if there was no war. You see? All the unanswered questions, all the what-ifs. And here's another what-if. What if Bischoff had not let the inmates run the asylum? You see? That day, January 4th, 1999, they leaked the results, but what happened? And what happened on Nitro programming? I mean, I think previously there was the 1998. Was it the Starcade? Or no. I forget which event it was where Hogan beat Sting, but that was the year before. I think it was Starcade, if I'm correct.
Sting beat Hogan. Starcade 97.
Okay, and then a year later, Kevin Nash beat Goldberg for the world title.
Yes,
and 8 days later. They do probably the dumbest thing on Nitro, and that Nitro was live at the Georgia Dome in a freaking American NFL stadium, and they do the dumbest thing, known as The Finger Poke Doom.
Well, you got to remember, the Poke Doom was the stupidest thing they ever did, but that's a different story. But if we don't have the war, there is no NWO.
There is no NWO, and there's probably no DX. Now, the Four Horsemen, we had the Horsemen before the freaking... I mean, the Horsemen goes back to the 80s, but...
Yes, they do.
But I feel like there's no Crow Sting. We probably still have the Surfer Sting, but I would imagine there's probably no Crow Sting. And if there's no Crow Sting... See, I always say, you know what, Sting... Yeah. I'm ashamed to. I mean, well, you know what? As I grew up, because when we had the network, I would watch a lot of WCW's programming. I would watch a lot of Sting's matches. So yeah. At least watch them as an adult. But like I said, there would be no Sting, no DDP. I mean, what else? I mean, I don't know.
Does Vader get the ending of his career that he had? Does Vader jump to WWF?
You know what? There probably be no Mankind. I think Mick Foley will probably still be in the WWF. But not as the Attitude Era Mankind. I would say the Mankind he was before when he was feuding with The Undertaker. Before
what about Vader?
The white shirt and the tie and Mr. Sacco.
What about Vader? Does Vader have the horrible ending to it? May he rest in peace. Does he have the horrible ending to his career that he got? I don't think so.
Another I don't know. Another what if and another unanswered question. So.
I don't think Vader would have jumped to WWF, and I was actually upset when he jumped to WWF because I knew they wouldn't know what the hell to do with him. I knew we were going to have this horrible character for him. So the question is, what if we don't have a Monday Night War, what happens to a lot of these wrestlers? Do we break up the Steiner Brothers, one of the greatest tag teams of all time? I don't think we break them up either. Most positive, they didn't want to break up the Steiner Brothers.
Right. I got a question, Mark. Did you watch the Finger Poke of Doom on live television that night?
No.
I know why, because once you heard of the leaked results, were you one of the 500,000 people that switched the channel?
No, I did not know about the leaked results. I didn't have a computer back then. What happened was I gave up with WCW when they took the belt off Goldberg. When Kevin Nash played politics and put the belt on himself, that's when I went to WCW. Bye-bye. And I fully went back to Monday Night Raw.
It totally damaged Goldberg, too, because after that, like following the Finger Poke of Doom, I mean, that's when the NWO becomes one again, because, again, for so long, there was the Wolfpack and NWO Hollywood. But I think eventually Goldberg turned heel. I mean, a lot of wrestling fans were mad, and I mean mad, when Goldberg turned heel in WCW. I don't know which heel was first, Goldberg turning heel or Sting turning heel in WCW?
New Blood Rising pay-per-view when Goldberg turned. I pretty much gave up on WCW when Luger and Sting joined the NWO anyway. But I was so into it, but the Starrcade intrigued me to watch that one in 98. And that was one of the very last pay-per-views I watched for WCW. That was it. I got invited to watch Sold Out, so I went to Sold Out. But after that, I was completely done. And I was furious.
I mean, after the Finger Poke of Doom, the WWF was over WCW. WCW never, ever recovered. So the war had ended. The WWF had officially won the war.
They had the lead before that anyway. But again, that's off topic.
WCW just never had a chance after that.
No. Well, they got dumb after that anyway. But do we have the problems we have in wrestling back then? Do we have the steroid problem in wrestling? I don't think we do.
Oh, boy.
Do we have, oh my God, Mankind being thrown off the top of a cage? Or Hell in a Cell? Probably not. Do we have Survivor Series 97? Probably not. Do we have the corporate team? Probably not. Dover and WCW, NWO? No. Nah. Do
you have the invasion angle in 2001?
Probably not. Thank God.
Because it was through that time where basically that's when Vince, I think, was inspired that time because Vince had actually legitimately bought World Championship Wrestling for pennies on the dollar.
On the dollar.
Even purchased ECW. So I'll never forget Vince during that segment. I, Vincent K. McMahon, bought my competition.
That's right. But does it happen? Probably not.
I mean,
I think
the angle was certainly fun. But again, there's another thing. If there was no war, we wouldn't have had that.
No. Do you think that wrestlers, because we know wrestlers like the Boss Man, Rick Rude, Axel, Jim Duggan, they all jumped over to WCW for the war, along with British Bulldog and several others, because their careers were slowly dying in WWF. But do the wrestlers jump in from WCW to WWF if no war? Do we get Benoit, Guerrero, Jericho, The Big Show, or Paul White, in this case, The Giant, Mankind? Do they all say the WCW, of course, talk about Saturn and DeMolinko, do they jump from one way to the other?
Well, keep in mind, Mark, Eddie Guerrero, Dean Malenko, Benoit, a lot of those guys jumped ship because of how they were being treated in WCW.
Right, but do they jump if there's no war?
So they knew that the Attitude Era would kind of basically fit like something like that. Like, we came from there, we were being mistreated. Now, in the Attitude Era, they would Benoit says, we're not going to take it anymore. We came here to be respected.
So. Right. But do we have the situation that we had with them? Do they leave the company? Do they leave World Championship Wrestling to come to WWF? I don't know.
I mean, if there was no war, then both companies would be irrelevant. So
absolutely.
It doesn't matter if you leave to another company. I mean, is it really going to change? I mean, you might get paid more. As far as creative and direction goes, yeah. So, yeah, and WCW around 99, 2000, I mean, when Vince, the whole thing with Vince Russo, and of course that infamous match with Hogan and Jeff Jarrett, I mean, WCW was just in the toilet. And I mean, in the toilet. And I hate saying that, but it's the truth. I mean, putting the belt on David Arquette?
That doesn't happen on Monday Night War. If Monday Night never happened, there's no way that happens.
Did you laugh when they put the belt on David Arquette, or did you like roll your eyes and ask yourself, what the hell is that?
I heard about it, but I never watched 1 second of it.
I'm curious to know what our friend Ricky thinks about it.
He hated it too, don't worry about that. But again, does that situation happen? No. Does Mike Tyson come to WrestleMania 14?
Oh, my goodness. Or does Stone Cold Steve Austin say, I want a piece of Mike Tyson, and he flips him off?
Right. You're not doing that on Fox 5. You're not flipping off Mike Tyson. You're not doing that.
You about, like, you know, if Mike Tyson legitimately was pissed, or if he was working because he kind of knew how the business was working, but still.
Do we have the DX playing strip poker on Channel 5? No.
or check this out. Or do we have Big Boss Man feeding Al Snow his dog?
No.
That kennel match. Unfortunately, it's one of the worst matches ever, but Al Snow and Big Boss Man were great wrestlers.
They will. That will be on our worst matches show coming up very soon. But I don't feel that any of this really cool stuff would happen on Saturday morning or Saturday night on TBS. I don't think any of it happens. I think the biz, in my opinion, would be very, very slow, very boring, dry, dull. And the other question is this, and we didn't even get to the women yet. Do Lita and Trish become stars? Mind you, they're both very gorgeous. They're both very talented. But does Lita show off her thong? Probably not. Does Trish come out of those skimpy outfits on Channel 5? Probably not.
Another question. You remember Daphne in WCW?
Sure. Knucklehead.
I loved it if she went to the WWF. And there's a story that Chris Jericho tried to get WWF to bring her, but they didn't want to because you know that scream that she used to do because they didn't like it. Although Jericho just said, well then tell her not to scream. But I kind of basically I questioned that because they had when John Morrison was Johnny Nitro, remember his manager, how she always screamed? So they had no problem with that, but they had a problem with Daphne screaming.
But there was
May Daphne rest in peace. I mean, yeah, you see, Daphne would have, you know, her promos are solid. You know, her character was something cool. It would have worked in the Attitude Era. I mean, I wouldn't know who she would manage or what. I don't know exactly what creative would have had for her, but I'm sure it could have worked if it was done right.
Probably, but I don't think she would have been into it. Well, not on Saturday morning TV, definitely. Saturday, Sunday morning TV, definitely not. Cartoonish character 101.
Right.
But again, do we have what we have today? Do we have Bayley? Do we have Oscar? Do we have the Four Horsewomen? Do we have Becky coming out saying, I'm the man?
Mm-hmm.
Or do
we have Dakota Kai backstabbing everybody?
Yeah, that's a different monster.
Right.
Do we have War Games? WCW had War Games, but they were on Saturday night. Saturday morning, do you have people screaming, we want to go to war? Doubt, no way. No. In the words of my favorite cartoons, oh, no. Okay, we don't have that.
Hey.
We have the Goon. We have these guys coming out and wrestling in hockey gear. Horrible, by the way. Thank you, taking that character. But
you're a diehard hockey fan. I mean, you're such a passionate and educated hockey fan. Like, yeah, they had that character in the 90s, like, yeah, hockey guy. Like,
so stupid.
They did that. A man that's like half a bull and half a man.
Mantar.
A guy come out with a toilet plunger. I'm like, the Repo Man.
You get away with that because there was no Monday Night War at the time. But now you have the war.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can't be cartoonish. But thanks to ECW, now we got to push the envelope a little bit more.
Yeah.
So the question is, are we getting – would we still be cartoonish if we didn't have the war? I don't know. I hope not.
No Attitude Era.
No, forget about the Attitude Era. Just know nothing. Would we have the women wrestlers that we have today that you and I enjoy so much who steal pay-per-view after pay-per-view?
Probably not. They'd probably be wrestling in Europe. I mean, Becky Lynch, Saraya, who's now with AEW, formerly known as Paige. A lot of these wrestlers from overseas, like Tegan Knox, Dakota Kai, Asuka and Kairi Sane would probably be wrestling. I mean, I imagine Japan and Mexico would have the best wrestling. Yeah. So I think pro wrestling in America would be stale and dull if there was no Monday Night Raw. The exclusive wrestling to pay attention to, although it would be difficult because I'd imagine, I don't know if they would air it here, would be New Japan, those promotions in Mexico, or the ones, you know, or wrestling in Europe. I mean, as far as I know, there's no major promotion in Europe. There's a few independent promotions, but as far as major promotions in Europe, not that I'm aware of.
No.
Although England, wrestling is huge in England, especially the style of wrestling. I mean, yes. William Regal with the brawling brute tough guy style of wrestling, the brawling.
Sure.
Yeah.
OVW would probably still be the training ground. We wouldn't have NXT.
Right, OVW, and we probably wouldn't have the National Wrestling Alliance in its own promotion. There probably would be no Ring of Honor or no Major League Wrestling. No Impact Wrestling and obviously no AEW, although I'm sure that if there's no AEW, you'd be fine with that.
If there was no TNA, well, I liked TNA when they first started. Now I can't stand them. But AEW's the land of the dinosaurs. But but does WCW take on some of these wrestlers if there's no war? Probably. Where does some of these people wind up? I don't know. But so the conclusion of is that there was no Monday Night War. Wrestling is boring.
And we're not fans. We wouldn't even be here talking right now.
No. there would be no Austin, no Rock, no Triple H, no NWO, no. The Four Horsemen would be around, but they would have an opponent. There would be no Bayley. There would be no Becky Lynch. None of this would be around.
No DX. I mean, no New Day. You know.
No New Day. We can live without the New Day. But no, there'd be so many no's.
Yeah, there'd be so many what ifs, so many unanswered questions that.
WCW, ECW, I feel personally would still be in existence if there was no war.
And if there wasn't, you know, the issue with, you know, the egos and the backstage politics.
Right. But Hogan was a politician anyway.
Right. And a lot of wrestlers, I mean, not just Hogan, but.
Not as bad in the 80s, but worse in the 90s.
Well, because he was on top of the world. But yeah, I think just to close it out, I mean, despite all the theories that Mark and I pushed forward, if there was no Monday Night Raw, I mean, no Monday Night War. There'll probably still be wrestling, but when I say there'll be no wrestling because it would not be good. It would not be where it is today. But again, what we have to stress is we don't know because there's so many what ifs and so many unanswered questions because of everything that we've witnessed. There's been so many moments through the war and basically moments that have happened based on ideas from what we saw in the war that we've seen. So, if there had been no Monday Night Wars, I don't know where we would be today in wrestling because, again, all the what ifs and all the unanswered questions that basically we would have, you know, senseless theories. It's a bunch of dead ends. So, but bottom line is, wrestling wouldn't be what it is today if there was no war.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you. I think that's the conclusion that we can reach is that, thankfully enough, we had the Monday Night War. It ended because WCW was horrible, but wrestling needed something to get to make it bigger. And we had the war, we had Austin, we had Goldberg, thank God. We had all these guys that came in and basically stole the show for everybody. And there was always something for somebody to do.
Amen.
So, we thank all those who competed in the Monday Night Wars. We thank both sides for the fun, everybody who came out to watch, because you saw the best of wrestling. And if you are born after the Monday Night War, like some other people are watching the show, get the network. You start from 1997 and you work your way through. You will love it. I promise you.
Guys, Mark has given me the same advice. Mark has shown me a lot of Ring of Honor stuff, a lot of stuff. Like you, if Mark inquires that you watch and learn, you have to do it. Mark's only doing this because he's a good person. He wants you to enjoy wrestling the same way he does.
I want you to remember it before we had the dullness of Roman Reigns. Okay, and the dullness of a 54-year-old man. Who should be in Hollywood and not being in a ring saying, I acknowledge him like you're a trained robot.
Right.
Okay, we've had better than this. Much better than what we're giving now. But if you're looking for matches like we have with the women, though, that we have today, you're not getting that in the Attitude Era. So that's a whole different monster. But I did enjoy the war. I think that it brought out a lot of good. But if there was no war, wrestling would be very, very different today.
It absolutely would. Well, as we close it out, first of all, I'd like to send my deepest and most sincere condolences to the family of Mike Jones, a.k.a. Virgil, who passed away earlier this week.
Holy Anderson.
Green reminder, Virgil was Ted DiBiase's bodyguard, former Million Dollar Champion. Was also a bodyguard in the NWO. Man, like that. And not only that, but as we record, today Sting will be working his final match.
Well, my Sting enjoys the time, but for me, it's also been, I know it's last, I know we also lost this week. We lost one of the original members of the Four Horsemen. We lost Ole Anderson, who was just an amazing talent in the ring. If you've never seen him, look him up on the network. You're going to love him. He was one of these tough guys who just amazing on the mic, amazing in the ring. He ran WCW for a while. He was a phenomenal tag team champion. He was also, he had so many things that went on with him. I think he had a good, I think he had a run for the U.S. title for a short time also. So, Ole, rest in peace. We're going to miss you forever. Four Horsemen for life, my friend. Four Horsemen forever. This means excellence, and it always will.
Absolutely.
Alex, thank you for helping me do this one. And if you guys want to do anything else, all you got to do is leave us a comment below. You can reach me on my Facebook page. I'm Mark Brabham on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter. Hold on, sorry, I'm not on Twitter. I'm on TikTok as well, and I'm on Instagram. I don't do Twitter. I refuse to. I refuse to do Twitter.
All right. And as Mark said, if you have any ideas for a what if in wrestling, worst wrestling match ever, great wrestling match ever, whatever you'd like for us to do, let me or Mark know, and we will make it happen. In the meantime, a reminder that Ringside Chaos is on anywhere you get your podcasts. So please hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell, because Mark and I want to be sure that you won't be missing out on any exciting upcoming content. Mark, thank you again for coming on, sir, and I cannot wait to do it again, sir.
Thank you, but I will be saying this. The week of the 21st, that 21st is a Thursday. Alex, I know a lot of people are going to, that whole week, I will not be doing it. No, I will not be doing anything with Ringside Chaos or Pipe on Paint. I will not be doing anything with Ringside Chaos. I haven't talked to Rick about doing the show yet, but for Jeff. But during that whole week, Alex, I'm taking the week off for my brother. I will not be doing any shows that week, except for the one. If we do the one on Pipe Bomb that we do every year, that's a different story. But that whole week, I'm not doing anything. I'm taking the week off to remember Jeff. And boy, do I miss him so much. And he loved the Monday Night War, by the way. He loved it.
Oh, I totally understand. I respect that. Family always comes first. And as you know, Mark, this episode is dedicated to the memory of your younger brother, Jeff. And it's an honor. Honor your brother. So again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. And Mark, thank you again, sir.
Thank you. Have a good night, everybody. Thank you so much.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.